Hello, it's Tuesday, February 7th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. To start the show off today, we have Mr. Peter Schenck on the line, and there's been a lot of shenanigans going on over at his new network over there with Hal Turner. So, Peter, welcome to Wing TV.
Hi, Peter.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you on, and we know that you moved networks recently, but last week you sent us an email informing us that everything isn't quite going the way it should be. Let us know what's going on with the server on the new network that you're on, and let us, you know, let people know how they can find that station, your website, and so forth.
Well, first of all, the network I'm with is the Turner Radio Network, and they were shut down last Friday by the web hosting and the audio streaming company. The company is known as Web Host Plus of Fort Lee, New Jersey. And Hal signed a contract with them, and they specifically stated in the contract they would not shut down the server for any reason other than illegal activity.
Okay.
Uh-huh. There was no illegal activity whatsoever. But here's the note they sent to Hal, or what they told Hal over the phone as well. It said here, Hal says, I met with my sales rep, Leonid Gudovich. Yeah, well, there you go. He's a good Irish lad.
Yeah.
Who told me they were terminating my service. His exact words were, some of the sites you host have racist content. Many of us here are Jews, and they are offensive to us. And then Hal reminded Mr. Gudovich of his contract and told him Web Host Plus is in material breach of the contract, and that they owed him 7 more months of service. Then Mr. Leonid Gudovich wrote back to Hal, Hi, we're sorry to inform you that your account is being terminated. We have received numerous complaints about content on the site that you are hosting. Please schedule a pickup of your server from Web Host Plus. So here we have a situation where they sign a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They say they will not terminate service unless it's illegal activity, which racial content or religious content is not illegal activity.
Well, let me ask you this, Peter.
But because they don't feel good about it,
right.
Because they feel that they've been insulted being Jewish, they're just going to pull the thing down and breach their contract.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Peter. Now, what you do and others on that network is you host talk shows, which means that you talk. Now, as far as I know of, and let me ask you this, is talking against the law or breaking the law?
No, obviously not, and not in this country. Now, in Europe, you can't talk about the Holocaust.
Right.
You can't deny the Holocaust. If you alter the Orthodox opinion of 6 million Jews dead at Auschwitz, if you say it's 5,900,000, well, you could be guilty of a hate crime or
right.
a hate speech crime.
Right, but here in the United States, on this day, February 7th, 2006, is unpopular opinion or an opinion that, or ideas that your server reps don't agree with, is that also illegal?
Absolutely not. And the fact is, this is, for me, this is an attack on freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
The same can be said with the RBN situation.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know when you notified us about this, you said that everybody, or maybe this is my impression of it, is everybody's worried about the government and Big Brother censoring information.
Mm.
But as we've seen with Alex Jones and the various networks and now servers, is the government doesn't even need to censor people, that these other entities are doing it themselves, aren't they?
It's become completely acceptable now to break your word, break your promise, go against the contract you signed. It's perfectly acceptable to just change the rules of the game because you feel like it.
Right.
So is Hal going to pursue any kind of legal venue because they violated the contract?
It says here that this breach of contract contract caused about 30 websites to go down. Hal hosts about 30 websites.
Wow.
It also temporarily destroyed his ability to stream radio shows, effectively putting Hal out of business.
Wow. Yeah.
This breach caused him irreparable harm, and he intends to do everything in his power to get that server back online, and he's going to hold the Jews at WebHost Plus accountable.
Good for
his
him.
His first efforts will be through the courts.
Okay, and Peter, right now, are people able to hear your show today, or are you still off air in regard to the Turner Network?
Well, we were on the air yesterday, but it was very sketchy. We kept going on and off. Also, we've endured a lot of attacks by hackers on the radio show. So between that and this web hosting company, it's very, very rough going right now.
Well, let me ask you this. How can people help you right now?
Well, you can help, obviously, by giving us signs of support like emails, just words of support. That helps a lot. And, of course, if people feel up to it, any kind of a donation to Hal would help, just simply to get him back online again. He needs to purchase a better server because his old server has been damaged by hackers.
All right. Well, Peter, before we leave, give everybody your website address so they can find what you're doing on your site.
Certainly. My site is shankradio.com, S-H-A-N-K, radio.com.
Very good. Well, Peter, keep up the fight there, and don't let these bastards off the hook, okay? I mean, this is exactly what we've been talking about on Wing TV.
Yeah, we're 100% behind you. Freedom of speech in this country is meant to protect the unpopular opinion more so than the popular opinion.
Well, that's where it riles me up, because I don't agree with everything Al says,
right,
and vice versa, but I do believe he has the right to say it. But who's going to put their money where their mouth is?
That's
not
right.
Many people nowadays.
Well,
you guys do it. You put your money where your mouth is, and I appreciate that.
Well, Pete, thanks for coming on today, and just keep up the good work and keep us updated, okay?
All right, thank you very much for having me on.
Take care.
Soon, Peter. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you heard it. Just another example of censorship, not by the government,
right,
but by people within this own industry or the servers that are holding them. So now, what we're going to get to is, yesterday we mentioned that GCN fired their host, Daryl Bradford Smith. Well, Daryl started broadcasting yesterday on his own website, and we want to give you an update about what's been going on with him.
Daryl basically came out and said that he had been disingenuous previously about his reasons for staying at GCN. He said he was coming out to do a mea culpa, that he had wanted to keep his soapbox in order to get the information out. He wanted to come clean with his audience, that he has been kissing up to people he shouldn't have been kissing up to. That's his words, not ours,
right,
on his show.
And what we're going to relate to now confirms everything that we've been saying for the last year or year and a half,
yep,
about the individuals and the personalities involved here. And
this is a GCN insider,
yeah,
telling you what he should have been telling you all along.
Yeah, this is one of their own. This was someone on the inside that got to see the way the game was played firsthand. And before, when we bring this information out, people say, oh, no, you're off the mark, you're lying, this isn't true. Well, here's Daryl Bradford Smith now, who worked for GCN since late last year. And this is firsthand info. What he brought up first on his show yesterday was in relation to the owner, Mr. Ted Anderson, who's the president. And he said that basically Ted was backed into a corner. That what? They didn't know what to...
He didn't know what to do regarding, you know, Daryl's programming and his advertisers. That Ted is only about the money.
That's
to
right.
The exclusion of the truth. Now, that's Daryl's words.
Yeah, he said all Ted Anderson cares about is the bottom line. It's always been about money. He wants the advertising. And he did it in exclusion to the truth. And he also said that the people working at GCN, the people working for Ted Anderson, are not truth tellers. And listen to this now. He said just last week he was contacted or told by the people at GCN that he should start pushing Alex Jones' videos harder. Think about this now. This is Daryl's own show. He doesn't get paid by GCN to do it, and they told him to push Alex Jones' videos.
Well, this harkens back to the same exact thing Michael Corbin, a former GCN host, was told, that he needed to push Alex Jones' videos harder.
Yeah. Now, how many times have we said with Alex Jones, it's all about money, 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 money? Well, here's, again, more proof. Now, Daryl Bradford Smith went on to say that he was working under conditions that were very difficult at GCN. He said that he was essentially held hostage by the management of GCN. And finally, listen to this. This is an exact quote from Daryl Bradford Smith about GCN. He said, it's a whole shit house over there, and they should be cleaned out.
Yeah.
Guess what? We couldn't agree more with that sentiment.
We just wish Daryl would have been honest enough and upstanding enough to come out with this weeks ago when he first said it.
Right. And now you have to ask yourself, how many other people working at GCN right now have the same sentiments, but they're not coming out to say it? Well, he didn't stop, though. Daryl Smith didn't stop at Ted Anderson. He next went on to discuss Mr. Jeff Rentz.
Right.
And he said about Jeff Rentz that he was designed from the very beginning to be a lie factory, that he lies by omission, he lies by deception, and he lies by presumed authority.
Yeah, he said that 75% of the people working with Rentz or for Rentz are Jewish.
That's right. And he said what Rentz does is he puts people in positions of expertise, then has them spout lies. And as Lisa said, most of the writers, now this is according to Daryl Smith, most of the writers on his site are either Jewish or crypto Jews. And then he went on to recount, and this is something that's on Daryl's own site, how that Jeff Rentz's mother works for the Zionists as an editor-in-chief for Cy Newhouse. And anybody that reads Michael Collins Piper's work knows that this is one of the deep insiders of the Zionist cabal.
Right. He also says Jeff Rentz gets these people, these pseudo-authoritative personalities on his show, etc., these so-called experts, to spout lies, to send people deliberately down the wrong path. We couldn't agree more with that.
And then he mentioned people like John Carlson, who's a total phony. Greg Zemanski, who we're going to get to a little bit later, he specifically called Zemanski a crypto-Jew. And the bottom line with Rentz, he says, is that the stories on that site push you away from the truth of the crux issue, which is Israel's involvement in the New World Order.
Yeah, he had some pretty nasty things to say about Webster Tarpley, too. He called him a vomitous creature.
I don't agree with his description,
his characterizations of some of these people. But that's Daryl's opinion, and he did come out on a show and said this yesterday.
Right. The next person he directed his attention to was Alex Jones.
Oh, boy.
Exact quote here now. Exact quote. He said, Mr. Jones lies through his teeth through omission.
Right.
He says he doesn't point to Israel as the masterminds behind the whole New World Order plot. He never discusses this stuff. And now, another exact quote from Daryl Bradford Smith about Alex Jones. He said that he's a disinformation specialist.
Right. He said he'll stand by that with his life. He said that he thinks that Alex Jones is being handled by Paul Joseph Watson, his webmaster. And then he and Eric Hofschmidt went on to talk about Watson's role in this whole thing.
Yeah. They said that Paul Joseph Watson is very suspicious. And they said, why doesn't anyone check into this guy?
And he says that Alex is bought and paid for.
That's right. And then again, he said how GCN told him to push and to promote Alex Jones' videos. Money, 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 money. That's all Alex Jones is. And if you look at the 2005 Patriot Awards, you'll see exactly what Alex Jones is all about.
He also said Jones is controlled by Zionists, which is a slight diversion away from what he told us, because he told us on the phone on January 6th that Alex Jones is handled and controlled by the Jews,
So,
not the Zionists. Now, we're telling you his words.
Yeah.
So he's sort of backpedaling on that. He's saying, no, he never said Jews. But he never denied talking to us and telling us these things.
Yeah, he said when he called us on January 6th, he said Alex Jones is controlled by, or his handlers are the Jews. Today he's saying, he didn't say Jews, he said Zionists. Same difference. He's not denying what we said. And when we came out here last week and said that, people said, oh, no. They're not telling the truth. Now we have confirmation of it. And, you know, again then, as he went on about Jones, he said, this guy is disinfo, and he's pushing you down a road that Israel wasn't behind 9/11. He says that Jones will never point the finger where all the evidence leads.
Absolutely.
Very, very interesting. And finally, Eric Hufschmidt weighed in when he was talking about Paul Joseph Watson, and he said there's somebody behind Alex Jones pushing him for him to put out certain information to divert people away from Israel. Very interesting. And you know, Lisa, when that article came out Friday, Alex Jones, Zionist protection racket, okay? I put that article out Friday. On Monday, Daryl Bradford Smith gets fired, and we know how much power Alex Jones has at GCN.
Yes.
You think that Alex Jones's handlers finally said it's enough with Daryl Bradford Smith, and
well,
they pulled a plug on him.
Other former GCN radio show hosts have basically said the same thing, that when Alex Jones has had enough of you, you're out of there.
That's right. And Alex is handled by the Zionists. Now, Daryl Bradford Smith went on to talk about Mr. Jack Blood. This is an exact quote again. He said he would sell his grandmother for a meal for himself. He also said this guy's a sellout, he's disinfo.
And he substantiated what we said that he told us about Jack Blood. He said, I did say that, unquote.
Yeah, he said this guy is also bought and paid for. And he even said, and we were going to mention this one time on our show, but we forgot, that he did a broadcast once that it was a positive show on the Kabbalah.
Right.
The Kabbalah!
Jack Blood did.
Right. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Last but not least, and there was other things he was talking about, but he said Greg Zemanski is working for a guy named Greg Ziegler, who Daryl Smith says is a self-described undercover agent for military intelligence. We're going to look into Greg Zemanski more in the future, but all we have to say now, folks, is if you're tuning in to GCN, you're an idiot. You are an absolute, total, 100% idiot, because every single person we mentioned today,
right,
now, it has been substantiated by a GCN insider.
Again.
Now, how much more proof do you need? What you can do today is email Ted Anderson, email Alex Jones, email Jack Blood, and email Jeff Rentz and tell them you are no longer going to tune into that network. You know how many emails we get from people that have done just that? They said they don't listen to GCN anymore.
Right.
And you know what? They're crumbling, Lisa. They're crumbling before our very eyes.
When you support GCN, you are helping support the beast.
The New World Order.
That's right.
So if you tune into them, you're tuning in to ABC, NBC, and the Zionist New World Order. Now, Daryl was absolutely, positively wrong about one thing, and I think he's doing this because we pretty much held his feet to the fire. But he came out today and said that I... am a Jew, that
he
I'm
actually
Jewish.
He actually said, quote, Victor is 100% Ashkenazi Jew.
Yeah.
Now, that's very interesting because Victor is a Catholic.
Yeah, and let's listen to this. First of all, Daryl Bradford Smith can't even pronounce my name.
Right.
He can't even spell my name, and he said that I'm an Ashkenazi Jew. Well, I don't even know what an Ashkenazi Jew or an Ishkabibble Jew is or what, you know, anything else like this. But as Lisa said, I was born and raised Catholic. I made my first Holy Communion in the fourth grade at the Queen of the World Church. On my father's side, I'm Polish. On my mother's side, I'm Italian. Two heritages I'm very proud of. And when it comes to food, you can't beat Polish and Italian feasts.
Have you ever had gefilte fish or matzo balls?
Never once. Now, I've also never engaged in a bar mitzvah. I've never wore a yarmulke. I've never been to a synagogue. I've never celebrated the Hanukkah. And even on my mother's side, listen to the names on my mother's side. Their names like Baganza, Chappelli, Manfredo, Kyoto. These are my mother's side. My father's side is Polish. There's absolutely zero Jewish blood in me, so this is a lie. And what we're and to even prove it, when I talked to Eric Hufschmidt last week on the phone, and I was telling him how Daryl was saying this BS, this nonsense. So I asked Eric Hufschmidt point blank. I said, Eric, do you believe what Daryl's saying? Do you believe that I'm Jewish or I'm a Zionist or whatever? And Eric Hufschmidt said, absolutely not. No, I don't think you're Jewish. So here's what it boils down to right now. Daryl Bradford Smith is lying about this.
Right.
And I want proof. If he's so certain that I'm a Jew, well, Daryl, you better show me something, a document, where I went to a bar mitzvah, or show a picture of me wearing a yarmulke, or being inside a synagogue.
Or partaking in a Passover meal.
Yeah. Show me celebrating the Hanukkah.
We'd like you to show specific documentation that Victor's roots go back to people who are Jewish.
Yeah.
Because he has Catholics in his family line on both sides.
Yeah. Lisa's a Catholic.
I looked up his family tree, and I don't see any Jewish.
Yeah, Lisa's a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. We're no longer practicing Catholics. I mean, we despise organized religion, including the Catholics and the Protestants and the Judaic religion. We don't have anything to do with any of them. So, Daryl, you're lying through your teeth.
Daryl, put up or shut up.
That's right. And if you don't show this documentation, or if you don't come out on your show and retract this, then it completely and totally discredits your message, because you're lying, and you're lying about this, and he's also lying, Lisa, about our connection to John Kaminsky. We used to publish John Kaminsky's books, two of them as a matter of fact, but we haven't spoken to Kaminsky in almost a year now, maybe longer. There's no communication, connection whatsoever between ourselves and John Kaminsky.
And you can ask John Kaminsky that for yourself.
So, Daryl, you're putting out lies right there about us. And the reason
what else
why
are you lying about?
And the reason why you're doing it is because we did hold your feet to the fire.
Right.
We said it's time to come clean. It's time to be a man. If you're going to be the man, you better be the man.
Right, but you know what? Daryl called us on January 6th knowing that we came out and told you the truth the last time he called.
That's right.
And he even said that in the phone call to me on January 6th.
Yeah.
He said, the last time I told you stuff, you went public with it, and we did it this time too.
Yeah. And he confirmed every single word of what we said. So, Daryl, we like what you did about GCN.
Right.
And everybody better listen to what he's saying about GCN, because if you're still going to that sewer, then there's no hope whatsoever. You have aligned yourself with the enemy, if you go to GCN. And you know what? They're cracking over there. GCN is eating their own, and I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else in the near future bails out. It's either that, or they can continue to be company men working for the New World Order.
Yep. Keep your eyes open.
Yep. That's right. We say that every single day at the end of the show, folks. Keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on. Well, every single day we come out with new information, and it confirms. We were telling people last week, there's going to be no nuclear attack on the Super Bowl. The week before that, we were telling everybody, there's not going to be an imminent nuclear attack in Texas City, Texas, or Kansas City,
and
Kansas.
And what do you know?
Yeah, we were telling everybody, Bush and Cheney haven't been indicted.
Right.
And we've been telling everybody, Alex Jones is controlled by the Zionists, that he's a money-grubbing pig. And we're telling everybody that Jack Blood's a company man, Jeff Rentz is a disinfo agent, and Ted Anderson's in it for the
money.
And
you want to know something else? Not one person has proven us wrong in any of these things that we've said. Not one.
Who are you going to believe now? We've been right so far about all these things. Folks, this is serious, what's going on, and I hope that you start spreading the word. As Peter Shank said, we need to spread the word about what's real and what's going on. And if you don't help us, then there's no hope whatsoever that we're ever going to save this country of ours. So we'll say it again. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
We'll see you then.